This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, September 7th. God's word for you today is, cry out. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 20, verse 31 to 34. And it says, but they only shouted louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. When Jesus heard them, he stopped and called, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, they said, we want to see you. Jesus felt sorry for them and touched their eyes. Instantly, they could see. The lifeguards tell us that they cannot save someone as long as a person is trying to save himself or herself. So the more the person struggles, the more he or she drowns. The more you try to do it in your strength, the faster you go down. The lifeguard is trained to do two things when someone is drowning. The first thing they do is throw a long towel-like or rope-like lifeline at them. If the person grabs the lifeline, the lifeguard will then swim with him or her to shore. But a lifeguard will never go near someone that is fighting and trying to save themselves. Why? No matter how good the lifeguard is, if the person grabs the lifeguard, they are going down together. You cannot save someone that is trying to save himself or herself. The second thing the lifeguard does is try to calm the person down. However, if the person does not calm down, they keep watching until the person loses strength and gives up. Then the lifeguard goes in, carries the person, and swims to shore. The same thing is true with you and I. The more we struggle, the more we try to save ourselves, the more we drown. However, the more we surrender and give it all to Jesus, the easier and earlier he will come and save us. Jesus is here already, and he wants to reach out to save and deliver you. He will come and save you. It does not matter what your background is. The speed of light, they say, is pretty fast. Guess what? When you ask God to save you, his response is faster than the speed of light. Ask Peter. Matthew 14, verse 30 to 31 says, but when he perceived and felt the strong wind, he was frightened. And as he began to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me from death. Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and caught and held him faster than the speed of light. If you call upon Jesus today, he will come to your rescue. It does not matter if you are Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, or Muslim. If you call out to Jesus today, it does not matter if you say you have a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a Buddhist background, or a Mormon background. Will you call on Jesus today? That is what matters most. Jesus came to let us in on who God is. I, inform us of God's plan. G, guide our steps. H, heal our heart. And Jesus came to T, transform our lives. John 10 verse 10 says, I came to give life, life in all of its fullness. This life that Jesus came to give is tripartite, and we will delve into it tomorrow. Let us pray. Jesus, Son of David, I cry out to you to have mercy on me. Save me, heal me, deliver me, guide me, and transform my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.